Exposing Christianity, Part 22, The Truth About the Bible Regarding Biblical Prophecies. This seems to be one of the last steps in exposing Christianity. Unless we take some serious action in the way of working relentlessly to destroy Christianity and to alert thinking, intelligent people, the future is very grim. In my many years of research and study, I've found the Bible is not the so-called Word of God, but is a man-made book of witchcraft, hence all of the numbers therein. This is used liberally by top Jews in power to enslave the world. Jewish ritual murder subliminally ties into the Christian mass service, where the Nazarene is the child sacrifice. Eat me and drink me. This is the body of Christ, this son of Jehovah, sacrificed by his father, i.e. murdered. In addition, the entire mass service focuses upon the Jews, Israel, and their fictitious history, creating a further subliminal tie. Believers are under a very powerful spell. The Bible is in nearly every home around the world, and in non-Christian countries, its twin, the Quran, is the same. This is no different from the $20 bill in the 911 incident, as the $20 bill is the most common currency handled in the United States of America. The Bible is pushed. It's in hotels, hospitals, nursing homes, and is found nearly everywhere. It creates a powerful subliminal tie into the workings of Jewish witchcraft. Many believers have never read the Bible, but rely on the interpretations of their corrupted preachers and the ramblings of double-digit IQ idiots who claim this is the good book and believe Christianity to be a help to the poor and the needy and nothing more than a charitable peace and love promoting movement. Nothing could be further from the truth. This, like communism itself, is another Jewish lie, another Jewish brotherhood program that deceives believers with lies to get them ensnared. As with Jewish communism, intelligence and independent thinking is highly discouraged. The mentally retarded are sacred and revered in Christianity, and with communism, the Christianity program, Jewish communism is the highest level of Christianity, goes a step further and mass murders intellectuals in what is known as purges. The intelligentsia are one of the first groups of people to be destroyed whenever Jewish communism forcibly takes over a country or area. The success of these Jewish programs has been dependent upon the destruction and removal of spiritual knowledge from the Gentile populace. Jewish communism, of course, takes everything a step further, as most knowledge is systematically removed, not just any spiritual knowledge, but knowledge in general, and is replaced with Jewish communist propaganda. Where Christianity left off, communism takes up. Like the Christian mass service, where the congregation is forcibly brainwashed, people are bored and their minds are open to suggestion. They're nodding off and very receptive to suggestion and indoctrination. The tactics are the same with Jewish communism. Any fool who believes communism to be liberal needs a serious reality check. Jewish communism is in reality living according to Old Testament laws and so-called morals in the strictest sense. Christianity, like its Jewish root, creates the problem and then has its own solution. People are indoctrinated that poverty is a virtue and the ownership of material things is discouraged. This in turn creates poverty on a subconscious level that manifests into reality. The mind and soul are programmed into poverty. Then, here comes Christianity to the rescue, appearing to those with lesser intelligence to be a hero and savior of humanity. In addition, the Bible is chock full of destructive, suicidal teachings and advice for living. Christianity creates the problem and then brings the solution that damns us all in the end. They work this from every angle. And those who are strong believers tie into this energy and perpetuate this nefarious program in numerous ways. Birth control and related, especially where they are needed, such as in third world countries, are highly discouraged. This keeps poverty running rampant, with Christian missionaries and related spiritual criminals running to the rescue. This sort of thing fools the populace every time. Most, being too lazy to read the Bible or do any necessary research, believe what they are told, that the Bible is the book of God, and that Christianity is a peace-promoting, charitable institution. You are also aware of the fact that nearly every war was either directly or indirectly instigated by Christianity. Nor are they aware of the fact that Christianity, with its twin of Islam, has a foundation of the most heinous mass murder and torture ever known to humanity. The Inquisition finds itself in full power with the stepping-off point of Jewish communism. Getting back to the witchcraft aspect, in order to expose the Bible for what it is, one must venture ahead into the unknown regarding the occults, of which there are numerous threats and warnings against in the Bible. There are also curses in place regarding this. Going in, those with lesser courage frighten easily and back out. Those of us who have gone in very deep regarding the occult, spirituality, and the powers of the mind and soul, the numbers, the planets and such, have enough knowledge to see the Bible for what it really is. You have to have the experience and the knowledge. All of these so-called Bible prophecies are also man-made. Yes, this is true. Again, those with lesser intelligence, such as Christian believers and their preachers, are deceived into believing these are acts of God. Well, truth be known, these sorts of things can be accomplished by knowledgeable human beings as well. People who are well-versed in knowing how to use occult power. The Bible is no book of God. The fact that it's full of numbers should sound an alarm for many, but the sad truth is most are oblivious to this. Witchcraft uses numbers. Lilith led me to a book in a secondhand store, Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Dividing Israel by William R. Koenig. The edited author, who is a U.S. senator, lacks the intelligence to see through his own writings in the book. Phrases like, because the Bible says so, and such, reveal the gross stupidity of this deceived believer. It's obvious he cannot think for himself, but his research is excellent at providing a summary of events that correlate with the verses in the Bible. Now, every time there are issues involving Israel, and before the manifestation of the bandit criminal state, any issues involving the Jews, disasters would soon follow. This is no act of God. These are curses that were established over the centuries by the Jews through Jewish ritual murder and related. The energies of believers and the fact that the Bible is as ubiquitous as currency bolster these curses and provide a powerful energy host. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the King Tutankhamun excavation, please take some time and learn about this. The opening of the tomb in Egypt in 1922 unleashed some powerful curses. These curses were also man-made. Ancient Egypt was highly spiritual. These curses were set into motion by Gentiles, but the same principles apply, the use of witchcraft. If spiritual knowledge is removed from the populace and in return the populace is force-fed with lies, those who have the knowledge and power become like gods. Every time there are issues with Israel, the USA or any other country involved pays the price with natural or other disasters, loss of life and destruction totaling losses in the billions. And this is no act of God. It's the result of centuries of man-made curses put into action by top Jews via Jewish ritual murder and its subliminal support of the Christian mass, which focuses on the Jews with the theme of the sacrificed Nazarene, which is a child sacrifice, being this is the assumed son of God. As with any curse, all of these can be turned right back onto the senders. Joy of Satan has had many group workings over the years. In the hands of powerful satanic mages under the direction of Satan, we can defeat all of this. If this is not done, the future is doomed. Knowledge is also a very important key, as the more people who wake up to the truth, the Christian and Muslim programs, this will act in breaking their spell. These programs are nothing more than powerful spells that masquerade as being the Word of God and keep humanity in chains. The slavish worship lavished upon Jehovah, that Nazarene, are then transferred to the absolute worst of criminals, such as Joseph Stalin,
Kim Il-sung,
Mao Zedong, and other related communist filth that have mass murdered and tortured innocents by the tens of millions. This is why Satan warns us in the Al-Jilwa against worshiping. And I quote, "No God has a right to interfere in my affairs, and I have made it an imperative rule that everyone shall refrain from worshiping all gods." Satan does not demand slavish worship, and he warns against this sort of thing, as this sets up the populace to be enslaved and destroyed. Satan stands for rebellion, individuality, and freedom, and above all, for the advancement of humanity. The United States of America has been targeted for communism. High Priest Mikima Gimkau Zoma has also made YouTube videos of my sermons exposing Christianity, YouTube. Deluded Christians and Muslims blame everything on Satan. They do not have enough intelligence or knowledge to see everything as of their own so-called God, who is a murderer and a liar from the beginning and who depends upon human sacrifices. This, in reality, is the Jewish people. Again, as I have stated many times before, there is nothing spiritual about the Bible, nor is there anything therein to advance humanity in any way, only to keep everyone enslaved and damned. The Old Testament, being full of genocide, infanticide, mass murder, torture, looting, plundering, war, and the enslavement of Gentiles, is a system. This is used by Jewish communism whenever it takes hold of a nation or area. Before actual communism, the Catholic Church and its Inquisition acted by the exact same methods. Under this murderous institution, same as with Jewish communism, all knowledge is removed from the populace, hence the term the Dark Ages, and is replaced with compulsory church propaganda, same as with communism brainwashing. The New Testament, with the communist teachings of the Nazarene, is chock full of suicidal advice such as, "Cut off thine hand, pluck out thine eye, turn the other cheek, walk that extra mile, bless those who curse you, have blind faith," and other nefarious teachings to destroy humanity, preparing the unknowing populace to readily accept communism. And as for blessing those who curse you, the Bible is very direct regarding blessing the Jews in Israel. Some idiot preacher made a YouTube video regarding the new $100 bill and how this time it's much worse than the $20 bill in the way of enacting disaster. Of course, the buzzard-brained idiot blames this on Satan out of extreme stupidity. The level of stupidity and idiocy within Christianity is staggering, to say the least. Satan has been trying to get through to those with enough sense to see through all of this. Satan is the liberator of humanity. Satan stands for rebellion. Unless Christianity and its twins of communism and Islam are completely destroyed, there will be no future for any of us. This concludes part 22 of Exposing Christianity, the truth about the Bible regarding biblical prophecies. Hail Satan!